再次欢迎大家。
Welcome.
我自己觉得我自己年纪大了，声音变小了。
I found that I'm aging a little bit, so I can't speak louder enough.
但是呢，信心更大了，经历更多了。
I have a greater faith, and I've been experienced a lot more.
过去讲道的时候声音很大。
In the past, when I preach my sermon, I speak in a very loud voice.
但是呢，信心不一定很大。
My faith may not be as high as my pitch.
但是今天真的是带着信心来讲。
But today I come and to bring this message with me.
昨天早上的祷告会里面，我真的我该在弟兄姐妹面前，我感恩被过去发生的任何一件坏事感恩。
So in the prayer meeting last night, I give thanks to all my past mistakes and bad experiences.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为神的应许真的不变。
Because God's promise has never changed.
神的应许非常的真实。
And His promises is true.
任何一个坏事在主耶稣的手里面都要变成好事。
Any bad things that have happened, in Jesus' hand can be turned into a good thing.
因为他复活了。
Because He has raised.
因为我们有复活的盼望。
Because we have a hope in the resurrection.
所以死亡远离我们。
So death will be far away from us.
所以我们能够去爱那些不可爱的人。
So that we can love those who are unlovable.
能够去给，因为我们不怕失去。
We can give because we do not afraid of losing it.
在讲道之前，有这个报道要报道一下。
I have some report to do before my preaching.
这是年纪大的一个症状。
It's one of the things that you do when you get older.
那有三个事情，第一个呢，等一会儿我们一起的聚餐。
So first is that after our service we will have a potluck together.
非常重要，我们一起吃饭，这在主的同在里面来享受他丰富的供应。
It's very important that we fellowship in His presence.
第二个呢，就是第二个报道呢是我们在六月份有一个 BC 省的一个教会的一个大聚会。
So in the month of June, we're gonna have a meeting.
Homecoming gathering.
Homecoming gathering in BC.
我呢也被邀请进入这个领袖团队，好多的预备会。
So I've been invited to be part of the pastoral team.
那大家也为我们祷告。
So I ask you to intercede for me.
For us.
For
us. 因为我们真的是我们的目的就是明白神的心意，没有别的。
Because our purpose is to understand what is in God's heart.
所以我们需要大家的带导，另外也需要大家更多的被教会带导，因为我觉得我很多的时间会在那边，五月份和六月份。
So in the month of May and June, I will spend a lot of time over there. So I want you guys to pray for us, to intercede for our church.
那另外一个呢，就是我们上个礼拜已经宣布，就是说我们接下来呢会恢复以前的每一个月有一个福音周。
So last week, as we already announced, so starting from now, every month we will spend one Sunday.Just for
reach out.
Reach out, yeah.
所以呢，我们在那个在那个州呢，我们暂时选就是第一周比较容易去一些。
So
每一个月的第一周。
First Sunday of the month, we will do that.
那大家可以邀请朋友。
And you can invite your friends.
我们会邀请不同的见证来做见证。
And we are also going to invite different speakers to come.
我们有认识的，也有新的。你们如果有认识的，可以介绍给我们。
We already knew some speakers, and if you know someone, you can also introduce them to me.
他们生命里面都有见证。
They have a great testimony in their lives.
我们认识曾经有大赌徒变成了牧师的。
We know that someone has been a big gambler and then became a pastor.
伊朗的恐怖主义分子变成了牧师。
And we have seen terrorists in Iraq becoming a pastor.
我们看过这个放毒的在服侍主。
And we have seen drug dealers and now serving the kingdom.
看过商人被神大大的祝福。
We have also seen businessman.
也有律师。
And lawyers.
也有各种各样的学生。
And like all sorts of students.
所以呢，就是说包括大家。
And including everyone is here.
所以我们来准备啊，就是说来邀请人做见证，同时呢，我们邀请朋友来听福音。
So we ask you to ask your friends that like to come and.
同时呢，我们也有这个一家一餐的这个聚餐。
And also we will have the potluck on the first Monday.
当然，大家如果觉得有什么更好的形式，也可以来建议我们祷告。那过去我们做这个福音周呢，其实是效果非常好的。
In the past we've been doing this and we did see great results.
所以这是一个事情，所以大家也祷告。
So put this in your prayers.
好的，我们先。我们一起来喊齐声哈利路亚，好不好？今天是复活主的日子，一起站立，好不好
？Stand up and shout Hallelujah for seven times.
我们敬拜我们来，一二三，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
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 哈利路亚，帮忙看。Yeah, 我们的主是复活了，请大家请坐，大家请坐。哈利路亚！我们先读一段圣经。Read a passage from Mark.
啊，马可。
嗯，马可福音十六章，我读中文，可以把英文打出来。英文也最好读一下。过了安息日，抹大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚并撒罗米买了香膏，要去卖膏耶稣的身体。七日的第一日清晨，出太阳的时候，他们来到坟墓那里，意思说谁给我们把石头从坟往公开呢？那石头原来很大，他们抬头一看，却看见石头已经公开了。他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就剩惊恐。那少年人对他们说，不要惊恐，你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里，请看安放他的地方。你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以前去加利利，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。他们就认出就出来，从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。在七日的第一清早，耶稣复活了，就显现抹大拉的玛利亚显现。耶稣从他身上曾赶出七个鬼，他去告诉那先来跟随耶稣的人，那是他们正哀痛哭泣。他们听见耶稣活了，被玛利亚看见，就是确实不信。这时以后，门徒中间有两个人往山下去，走路的时候耶稣变了形象向他们显现，他们就去告诉其余的门徒，其余的门徒也是不信。后来是一个门徒坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们不信，心里感应，因为他们不信那些在他复活以后看见他的人。他又对他们说，你们往普天下去传福音给万民听，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪，信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说方言，手能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物，他必不受害，手按病人，病人就必好了。主耶稣和他们说完的话，后来被接到天上，坐在神的右边。门徒出去到处宣扬福音，主和他们同工，用神迹随着正是所传的道。在阿南读英文的时候呢，大家可以来默想这些经文。
When the Sabbath was over, Mary, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, has been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for the Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciple and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Return and report it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who have seen him after he has risen. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, and whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hand on sick people and they will get well." After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied him. So this is one of the passages in the Bible.
就是耶稣被钉死以后又复活向门徒显现的一个记载。
Jesus was crucified and he was risen again and he showed himself to the disciples.
那对于信的人们就十分的信。
So to those who believed it, we have faith in that.
那在一些很不信的人或者信心弱小的人呢，就对这个有不同的一个程度的一个考验。
So those who do not believe or have a little faith, they might have a different kind of view on this one.
那对我来说呢，我是百分之百的相信。
To me, I 100% believe in this passage.
那我相信耶稣，这个复活的耶稣呢，他比我自己要真实的多。
I believe that the resurrection in Jesus is more
real than myself.
Yeah, more real.
Existing here.就神对我来说非常非常的真实。
So to me, God is real.
我常常给大家讲。
I've been saying this to all of you.
因为我在不断的经历。
Because I have continuously experienced his presence.
就是很多的神迹奇事常常会出现在我的生命里面。
A lot of signs and miracles happening in my life.
那但是我今天讲呢，就是我也讲，就是对一些不信的，还有信心小的，我要鼓励大家的信心。
So to those who haven't believed or have little faith, I want to encourage you.
那这里的记载非常简单，是一个故事啊。
It's a very simple passage. It's just a records of what happened in the past.
就是耶稣复活了。
So Jesus has risen.
向他的向抹大拉的玛利亚显现，后来又向门徒显现，后来就复活升天。就才派门徒出去传福音。
So he appeared to Mary, appeared to other disciples, and then he was taken up into heaven.
那门徒出去传福音呢，就从第一个世纪开始到今天，就是福音传遍了不能说传遍了整个地球，但是快传遍了整个地球。
So from the first preaching from the disciple till now.It's almost that everyone on earth have heard the gospel, but maybe not yet, but almost.
那传福音的人呢，带着极大的一个这个热情。
So those who bring the good news, they go with passion.
那信福音的人呢，有社会各个阶层、各个时代的人。
So those who believe in the gospel, they represent different status or different careers.
法国的拿破仑曾经说了一句话，他就非常的惊奇，他说他就佩服耶稣。
So Napoleon from France, he has said something that he was amazed by Jesus.
当他被囚禁的时候，他说：“我虽然叱咤风云，但是呢，我今天囚禁在这个岛上，有的人在我好的时候就跟随我，不好的时候他就不跟随我。”
So when Napoleon was was house rest on the island, he said that when I was great, a lot of people, I have a lot of followers, but when I'm down, no one follows me.
但是只有耶稣在他定死以后几千年，还有人为他赴汤蹈火。
So only Jesus Christ, even after 1,000 years that he has died, people still following Jesus.
Willing to sacrifice for him.
Yeah, they will.
他说，所以他非常佩服耶稣。
That's why he was really convinced by Jesus.
那今天呢，我想从这个提升大家信心，从理性各个角度呢，稍微讲一点，因为我讲到这个呢会讲很长。我以前是这个出身。
So I wanna elevate your faith and from your rationales, because I come from that kind of a background.
我过去呢曾经给人家做下堂道，就是一对一的或者很多，都是用理性，有点像冯冰程和杨振宁的 style.
So in the past, I have one-to-one conversation with a lot of others using my own logic.
但是后来我发现呢，就是他们讲的比我好，所以我准备要写书，但是发现他们写的比我好，我就不要写。
So I found they have a better logic than me, and I at first I thought I'm gonna write a book about it, but then I found they have even better authors.
所以大家可以读他们的书。
Can read their books.
那我在刚信主的时候呢，就会考量这样一些问题。
When I first became a Christian, I've been thinking about these things.
第一个就是耶稣的复活，从科学的角度是可能还是不可能
？So first is that the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the point of scientific view, is it possible?
那我曾经碰到一个学生，在我家里面，我给他上课的时候。
And I have one of student. He was at my house, and I have a tutorial with him.
那他就。看到我的书架上面呢，除了科学的书，还有圣经的书、希腊文更多的字典。
So he saw on my bookshelf, I have a lot of books aside from physics. I also have Bibles. I have Bibles in Greek, in the Hebrews, so and also dictionaries, of course.
他就问我，他说你怎么信耶稣呢
？So he asked me, why do you believe in Jesus?
他说你是搞科学的人，你是不是？在自己打自己的嘴巴呢？
You are a scientist. Are you being
punching yourself by believing Jesus? 我说你为什么这样想呢
？And then ask him why do you think that?
他说科学和信仰是矛盾的。
He said, science and faith is contradictory.
我说谁告诉你的呢
？And ask him who told you that?
他说谁都知道。
He said, "Everyone knows."
科学和信仰是矛盾的。
Science and faith are contradictory.
那我就给他讲了很多的例子，二十世纪的发现。
So I gave you a lot of examples according to the 20th century findings.
那我不是仔细去讲。
And I'm not going to the details.
二十世纪好多重大的发现呢，就说圣经里面讲的很多东西呢，过去认为不可能。是可能的。
So in the recent 20th century studies, we found a lot of things that we believe couldn't happen, but it could happen according to the
science. New discovery. 那第一个就是爱因斯坦的相对论。
So the first is the law of
relativity discovered by Einstein.
I don't know physics.
他发现就是简单的来讲呢，是时间和空间是可以变化的。
So to put it in a simple term is that the space and time is what
可以变化。
Can be
在适当的条件之下，时间就会无限长。
So under
就是进入永恒。
Under circumstances, time can be infinity. Okay.
就是 everlasting. 还有呢，就是宇宙大爆炸。
Also about the explosion.
Big Bang.
Big Bang theory. Yes.
因为就发现呢，就是说这个整个的宇宙呢，是从一个小豆点、鞋子的一个豆点爆炸出来。
So the universe comes from a little spot.
还有呢，就是很多其他的，包括后来这个 DNA 解码的时候呢，发现所有的人类是从一个男人来，跟圣经讲的一模一样。
And also according to the DNA studies, they found out everything, all the men on earth are coming from the DNA of one man.
那这些东西呢，都在证实，就是说，其实科学知道的非常少。
So these things are telling us that science is very limited.
但是呢，圣经讲的呢，远远超过科学现在所知道的。
But the Bible tells us more than what the science can tell us now.
那所以，如果真正一个认识科学的人，他就会去研究这个去了解这个本源的东西。
So a real scientist will go back to the origin.
那不得不相信神的存在。
And they have to believe the existence of God.
其实科学不能证明神能够存在，也不能证明神不存在。
Science cannot prove the existence of God or not.
但是呢，现在好多人是借着科学指引来否认信仰。
So a lot of people are using science to revolt. Deny God.
那其实好多人呢是不懂科学，只是道听途说。
But a lot of people do not really understand science. They just hear from
hearsay. 所以呢，希望大家如果真的你有兴趣，你就去研究科学。
So I encourage if you are really curious, go learn about science.
那这是第一个，从科学的角度。
So this is from the scientific view.
所以我就告诉我的那个学生，我说，你知道这些东西吗？他说他不知道。
So I asked the student, do you know all this? And he said he didn't.
那不知道你为什么说科学和信仰是冲突的呢
？But if you didn't know, how do you say that faith and science do not go along with each other?
后来他也很感动，他就告诉我他的故事。
And he was very touched and he shared his story.
他是一个韩裔，他的爷爷是一个牧师。
So he's a Korean. His grandparent is a pastor.
因为教会里面这种宗教的灵呢，他就是受伤。
So because the spirit of Pharisee,
religious
spirit in the church, he was hurt.
And 就是后来就离开教会。
Yeah, and later he left the church.
后来做很多的坏事，他很告诉我。
And he did a lot of bad things.
那后来因着我为他这样呢，他再次的他愿意来考虑来信仰。
So because of my conversation with him, he decided to.
这样的人不少。
A lot of people are like him.
就是真正没有了解科学，但是认为科学和信仰是抵触的。
So a lot of people like him that they do not know about science, but they think science and faith do not go along.
再讲另外一个真实的故事。
And also another story.
我讲这些真实的故事呢，没有任何的意思要贬低别人。
So when I share these stories, I'm not in a place to condemn any.
I look down upon anybody. 这是真实发生的事情。
But it just things that have really happened in the past.
我有一次是剪头发的时候呢，有一个小伙子给我剪头发。
So I went once. I went to a barber shop to have a haircut.
我说，你这么年轻，为什么在这里剪头发呢？可以读书啊什么？
So I asked the guy, you are so young. Why don't you go to a college instead of cutting hairs?
他后来就给我他讲故事，他说他是越南人的后代。
So he said he was a Vietnamese.
他不爱读书。
He doesn't like to study.
那所以呢，现在就在剪头发。
So that's why he's here and doing a hairdressing job.
那我就给他传福音。
So I share my gospel.
他也说同样的话，他说你不知道信仰和科学是抵触的吗？
And he also said the same thing. Do you know that science and faith are contradictory?
那我就半开玩笑说，你刚才你还告诉我你不喜欢读书，你现在又告诉我你说信仰和科学是抵触的。我说你知道我是做什么的吗
？So I asked him, just then you said you didn't like to study, and now you're telling me that science is not cannot prove faith. Do you know what I do for a living?
我就告诉他我过去的故事，他就非常的吃惊。
So I told him my story, and he was amazed.
Anyway, 现在很多人以科学的名义来否认信仰呢，这是极大的一个谎言。
So, so in the present days, a lot of people use science to deny Jesus Christ is alive.
我今天讲呢，也要弟兄姐妹们装备自己，在任何以科学名义面前来奉认信仰的时候呢，要站立得稳。
So I want everyone to equip yourself. So anyone that have denied faith in the name of science, you have to be ready to tell the truth.
对，所以耶稣的复活呢，对神来说是一件非常简单的事情。
So the resurrection of Jesus Christ to God is a very simple thing.
就像爱因斯坦证明这个时间和空间在神的手里面，适当条件下都会变化。
Just like Einstein have proved that under certain circumstances, time and space can change.
Yeah. 也就是说，一秒钟可以变成十秒钟。
So one second can become.
这你就明白了，或者糊涂了。Anyway, 这是真的。
But this is true.
那另一个呢，就是从心理学的角度，就是说，耶稣复活了，从心理学的角度呢，完全可以证明。
But also from the psychological view, you can also prove the existence of Jesus Christ.
那怎么讲呢？
Why do I say that?
因为当时呢，就是说罗马政府和法利赛人呢，就是说耶稣的身体被他的门徒偷走。
So the Roman government and also the Pharisees said that the body of Jesus Christ has been stolen from disciples.
那后来这个在门徒带着极大的热情传福音的时候呢，他们就拼命迫害门徒。
So when the disciples share the gospels, and these Pharisees and the Roman governments were persecuting the disciples.
其实他们很简单，如果耶稣没有复活，他们把耶稣的身体拿来着，给你看你师父的身体在这里，你们传什么复活的道？
So to break it simple, if they have bring a dead body of Jesus Christ, what is the point of telling the good news?
他们死活就拿不出耶稣的身体来。
But they cannot bring the body of Jesus Christ.
因为他们有权有势，对不对？他们什么都能做到，耶稣的身体拿出来，难道拿不出来吗？
These people have the power, they have the authority. They can have everything, then how come they cannot bring the body of Jesus?
所以历史上有好多的心理学家去研究圣经，最后都信了。
So a lot of people doing psychology after they study about Bible, they believe in Jesus.
因为这是不可能的，就是说你把身体拿出来，这些人自然就不敢传讲福音了，他们胆气都没了。
Because,
耶稣死了，
because,
没有活了，他们你还传什么
？Because it's very simple. If Jesus truly died, there's no point of doing gospel.
是不是？
Is that right?
那另外呢，如果他的门徒把这个尸体偷走，今天来我们今天呢，我们把耶稣的尸体放在这里，我们就编一个故事，说我们的耶稣复活了，我们还要为他赴汤蹈火断头。
So just imagine that the disciples have stolen the body of Jesus Christ.And then pretending that he has risen, and make up a story that Jesus has risen, and persecuting, they will get persecuted because of the false message. Is that possible?
你说什么人会做这种事情呢？
Who can do some things like that?
那骗子也得懂得会骗吗？
Even liars need to know how to lie.
你要把你的师父的身体放在这里，你又说他复活了，让别人去相信，你是不是很愚蠢？
Is it a quite stupid thing to do if your teacher has died and you assume that he has risen and telling everybody about the lie and you are paying for this?
现在的人骗钱、骗权、骗美色，那你要骗什么？告诉别人复活，什么也骗不了，对不对？你搞什么名堂呢
？People lying for money, for power, for sex, but what are you doing this for?
那要么他们就是疯了，对不对
？Maybe they went mad.
那疯了也不可能所有的门徒一起疯吧。
But it's quite impossible for all the disciples to go mad altogether.
疯了的人能够写出这样伟大的篇章，在历史上就是美国立国的时候，都要以圣经作为根据来立国，他的宪法是按照圣经来写的。
They Is it possible that crazy people can write such a great passages from the Bible, even when the presidents of the United States, when they become a president, they need to...
When they founded the United States, their constitution was founded on the Bible. 所以根本就从心理学的角度呢，就是耶稣一定是复活。
So, from psychological aspect,
只有他的门徒看到复活的主，他才有那种胆量去创建这个复活的福音。
It's only possible that when the disciple seen Jesus has risen, then they have the courage, they have the gut to do, the good news. I mean, to spread the gospel.
这是简单的一个分析。
So it's just a simple analysis.
那另外从法律的角度
，and also from the point of law, justice.
法律是非常重要的，你知道吗？就是说能不能通过法律
？So law and justice is very important, is it?
历史上也是有非常认真的法官啊，这些做法律的人呢，研究圣经就信主了。
And in the past, there are also very important judges.Have studied the Bible and then became a Christian.
有很多的角度。
And that's all.
但是我今天只讲一个角度。
So that's many points to that.
为什么从法律上讲这个证据非常的确凿
？Why is it that from the point of law and justice, this can show that Jesus has risen?
你如果仔细读过四福音书的时候呢，你会发现四福音书里面有一些出入的。记载有一些出入。
So when you read the four gospels, you will see different descriptions. They kind of contradict each other.
These are differences.
Yeah, they are differences.
Even contradiction. 那有的人就说耶稣这个圣经应该是无误的，那为什么会有一些东西是相互抵触的呢
？So people said that Bible has to be perfect.Then how come some of the descriptions kind of contradict each other?
所以有人因此就被绊倒。
So some people has been stumbled on this.
但是另外一些人因此信心就更加的坚定。
Some people because of that they have a greater faith.
为什么
？Why?
因为从法律的角度，这是非常重要的证据。
Because from a point of law is a.
Very important witness.
Yeah.
那比如说在这个圣经里面四福音书呢，有一本福音书记载呢，耶稣复活的时候，那些女人看到一个天使，另一本书说她看到两个天使。
So for example, some of the book describe that when Jesus have resurrected, the women saw one angel, and on the other book they saw two angels.
那有一本书呢，有几本这个福音书呢，四本福音书，几本说是所有的门徒在耶稣定十字架时都跑掉了，但是约翰福音呢说，约翰没有跑。
So one of the book says, when Jesus crucified on the cross, all his disciples ran away. But on the book of John, it states that John has
They witnessed the whole crucifixion.
He didn't say himself, but he said one of the disciples stayed.
这是矛盾的东西，是不是？
This is a contradiction.
还有很多例子。
And there are also other examples as well.
但是，正因为这一些呢，就是好多思考的人发现，这才是真正的证据，证明圣经是真实的记载。
So when you do a lot of thinking, people who have done a lot of thinking has proved that this is the true testimony.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
如果四本书里面很多细节都一模一样，
If a lot of details on the four gospels are completely the same,
我们在法律上叫做闯过。In law, it means you bear false witness. You discuss before you come to the, you know.
The conclusion.
Yeah.
Discuss before you come to the judges.
叫做闯过，我也不知道这英文怎么翻译。那大家就知道，就是说，如果有一个地方发生什么车祸，对吧？那有一个 这个人呢，他就说一条狗跑过来以后呢，那个人突然急刹车，所以这个他就碰到那个人了，啊，或者突然急转线碰到那个人了。
Yeah, for example, if you witnessing a car accident, someone might say, "Oh, I saw a dog coming out from the street, and then a car trying to stop and turn left. That's why it happened."
那个车是蓝色的。
Oh, the car is blue.
那另一个人说呢，两条狗跑过来互相追，对不对？结果呢，那个人怎么样？就撞到那个人，他的车呢是绿色的。
Some people might say, "Oh, I saw two dogs running, and then the car was green."
那如果这两个人在法庭上呢，法官有经验的法官说，他们两个人提供的是真实的证词。
So in the court, usually what happens is that the judge will prove that these two men have said the truth.
当然不能完全决定，但是呢，他会考虑这个是真实的证词。
Even though he might not judge it based on that, but he will consider they are telling the truth.
一个说是一条狗，一个说两条狗，一个说是蓝色的车，一个是绿色的车。
So one says one dog, the other says two dogs, and one says green, and the other one says blue.
因为很可能是两条狗，一个人只看到一条狗，对不对？
It's quite possible that it's actually two dogs and then a man just saw one.
这个车可能是蓝绿色的，一个人看是蓝色，一个是绿色。
So the car may be bluish green, and some people might say it's green, and someone will say it's blue.
如果有三个证人一起来告诉你，同样一个人告诉你说，那个车就是蓝色的，而且前面有一道划痕。三个人都说同样的话，而且他的车牌是 STD805，是我的车牌。
So if there comes three witness say exactly the same thing, for example, oh, the car is blue, it has a script on the front, and then the license plate says blah blah blah.
那三个人就是串供。
So these three people are making false witnesses.
那大家明白法律上的道理。
Do you understand?
那其实早期的时候呢，有一些教父想把圣经里面的这些有矛盾的地方呢，他们先叫做合参本，把一个福音呢做一个合参的福音，为什么把这个矛盾也去掉。
So in the past, some church fathers were trying to combine all these contradictions into one gospel that.
Harmonize. 但是另外一些教父呢，贤父呢，非常的反对，说这是神的话语嘛，不能篡改，所以到今天谁也不敢改。
So some other fathers were very against that, and then they do not want to change anything on the Bible.
感谢神没有改。
So we will praise the Lord that it has not changed.
因为这个要留给20世纪的人，有头脑的人要去想。
Because these are leaving those who are in the new century, 21st century.
你要被这个矛盾的东西绊倒，丢掉自己的生命呢，还是要仔细的思考，用心去思考，得着生命。
So do you stumble on this and lose your life, or do you think about it and gain your life?
因为相信耶稣的复活是关于你生命的事情。
Because believing in the resurrection is about gaining your life.
所以讲了这么多呢，其实这些不是最重要的。
So All of these that I said is not the most important thing.
最主要的是人的心要开放。
It's most important is our heart has to be open.
我们要谦卑。
We have to be humble.
我自己就是一个例子。
Me myself is an example.
曾经非常的骄傲。
I was very proud.
现在比较谦卑。
Right now I'm a little bit humble.
你不能说很谦卑。
Not saying I'm very humble.
那我看到很多的人呢，其实处在一个被蒙蔽的状态，撒旦要蒙蔽我们的眼睛呢，不让我们得到生命。
So I've seen a lot of people that are blinded by the enemies that we cannot see.
就最近也有一个例子，跟一个人谈话的一个例子，讲讲。
Yeah, and recently I had a conversation with.
就是当人们骄傲的时候，或者被一些东西呢，我们眼睛就看不见，很可惜。
So when we have we are not humble, we have blinded ourselves and we cannot see.
最近有一个人跟他谈话，他知道我信主，他就说你是信教的人呢，应该做好事。
I was talking to a man that he said, oh, because you are a Christian, you have to do good things.
那我说你不信教的人不应该做好事吗？
And I asked him, if you do not believe in anything, aren't you supposed to do anything good?
后来我也问他，我说，你知道这个宗教，我就说信仰和宗教的一个区别吗？
And then asked me, do you know the difference between faith and religion?
他说他就是信教的人，就是信教的人就应该做好事。
And he said, all people who believe in religion, they are supposed to do good things.
我说呢，我信了是因为我的罪得到了赦免，这是我信仰的最重要的核心。
And I told him that I believe because I know that my sin has been forgiven.
我觉得你觉得怎么样？信吗？
And I asked him, what do you think?
他说不信。
And he said he doesn't believe it.
我说你为什么不信？
And I asked him why.
这是他真实给我讲的。他说因为我有大学的文凭，而且这我一句没有夸张，他说我有大学文凭， I have a university degree， 所以我不信。
He said because I have a degree, university degree, that's why I don't believe.
但后来呢，我们的这个对话没有继续下去。
And we didn't continue talking.
回到家里面，我的孩子说，你为什么不告诉他你有多少的学位？
And then my kids were asking me, why didn't you tell him that the degree that you had.
我说我如果用学位去跟他比的话，我的骄傲跟他是一样的骄傲，比他更骄傲。
I told them that if I compare myself using my education, the proof that I'm like him.
The same pride.
Yes, same pride.
所以我不能用这个去来证明。
So
I
said, yes, you cannot prove that by using your degree.
但是呢，很多人因就是这种认为我有学问，所以就不相信。
So a lot of people are like that. They think they are educated, so they don't believe.
那讲了这么多呢？其实最主要的、最主要的是，今天耶稣活在我们的里面。
So, the most important thing is to believe that Jesus is inside of our heart.
过去我讲的时候呢，我常常给人这样去讲，现在不讲，为什么呢？现在因为圣灵在我的里面。
So in the past I've been telling other people, but now I don't do that anymore. But because I know the Holy Spirit is in me.
他常常给我讲话，常常引导我，常常帮助我。
He is in me and talking to me and leading me and guiding me.
常常经历很多的事情。
And experiencing a lot of things.
因为生活着，耶稣活着。
Because he's living, he's a living God.
非常清楚他活着。
Because I know that he is a living God.
所以呢，就是我们要敞开我们的心呢，来接受他的这个复活的能力在我们的里面。
So we have to open our hearts to receive the resurrection life.
不管我们今天是信心很大的人，或者信心小的人，或者不信的人，我们都要来敞开我们的心，来接受耶稣在我们的心里面，丰丰富富的在我们的心里面。
Whether you are a man of great faith or little faith or no faith, you have to open up your heart and receive him.
当我们真正接受他的时候呢，我要经历他的能力。
So when we receive him in our heart, we will experience his power in us.
等一会我们要听听大家的见证。
And later on, we're gonna hear from our families and about their testimonies.
我们最后读一些经文以后呢，我把时间开放给大家一起来做见证。
We're gonna read one more passage before we open up the mic.
约翰福音十一章。
So in John chapter 11.
读一下这个二十五节。当时呢，就是耶稣要让拉撒勒要复活，拉撒勒已经死了，在坟墓里面四天呢，他就要复活，让他要活过来。这是给他拉撒勒的姐妹的一个对话。
So, that was before the death of Lazarus, before he was brought back to life.There was a conversation between Jesus and Nazareth's sisters.
耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人，虽然死了，也必复活。
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even though he died.
凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？
And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
我们再念一遍呢，把这个问题留给你自己。
Yes, yeah. We're gonna read again, and we leave the question to you.
耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。你信这话吗？
I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever he who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
所以你信吗？
Do you believe in this?
我们再做一个祷告。
And we can pray.
我祷告呢，你敞开你的心，来，向主敞开。
I pray that you will open up your heart to God.
信主的人，你可以接受他更大的一个能力。
Those who believe can open up your heart and to receive even greater power.
如果你还没有信的话，你也可以来敞开你的心，来接受主在你的心里面。
And if you haven't believed yet, you can open up your heart and receive Jesus in your heart.
是这是自愿，完全是自愿。
And it's voluntary.
我们一起来祷告，主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we give you thanks.
主啊，谢谢你，你被我们的罪钉在十字架上。
Thank you for crucifying your, I mean, for our sins dying on the cross.
我们的罪债已经完全的付清。
Our sin has been paid.
因为我们信你，我们的罪得到了赦免。
Because we believe our sin has been washed away.
我们今天不再背罪的重担。
We will not carry the burden of our sin.
主啊，也谢谢你，因着你的复活，我们也复活了。
Thank you, because you are risen. We have new life in you.
谢谢你，这个永恒的生命在我们的里面。
Thank you that we have this everlasting life in you.
死亡的毒钩和权势已经出去了。
And the hook of the death has been taken away.
我们不再惧怕。
We do not afraid.
谢谢你又把圣灵赐给我们，让我们过一个得胜的生活。
Thank you for your Holy Spirit that's given us so that we can be an overcomer.
而且不断地引导我们，保护我们。
And you continue to guide us and lead us.
直到你再来。
Until the day that you come back.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
对，下面把时间呢就给大家来做见证。这是第一个 brave soul， 勇敢的。
So who what?We will open up the mic so whoever wants to share can come.
那我先开个头吧。
I can do a start.
我先非常感恩，就是我的两个女儿呢都被大学录取了。艾塞克小一点准备去 UBC 心理学。
So I've been very grateful that both my daughters have been accepted. Isaka will be going to UBC.
Gloria 她要去伯克利。
Gloria will go to Berkeley in the States.
那我觉着最感恩的一点呢，就是说，其实因着我们过去呢经济上的一些缺乏。
And I want to give thanks is that because in the past we've been lacking in the financial.
在孩子们小的时候呢，他们其实经历跟我们一起经历一些困难。
So when they were young, they've been having experience with us.
但是能看到他们怎么样来经历神。
But I see how they experience God.
神真的有他的计划。
God has His plan.
美好的计划。
Beautiful plan.
所以，当我前几天时间就是我们讲到，我们老二呢，如果去美国有很多的学费，我的老大就说我愿意来打工来支持他。
So when my second daughter.Decided to go to Berkeley. We have quite a lot of financial burdens because she has to pay a lot of tuition fees. But my oldest is willing to stay in BC so that she can help us to pay the tuition.
我知道这是神一直在看顾和训练他们，在缺乏里面让他们有一个彼此相爱的心。
I know this is God's will that.In the past, they have been experiencing through hardship, so that they have this quality in them, so that they were willing to sacrifice.
我的老三也是，准备把好多的计划去掉。
So even my youngest too, he has decided to cut down all his plans.
我非常的感恩。
I'm very grateful.
因为这是痛苦训练出来。
Because this has been a result of hardship.
所以我为过去的那些困难要献上极大的感恩。
So So I want to give thanks to the things that have happened in the past.
因为主耶稣复活的能力，他知道什么时候该复活。
Because Jesus has the resurrection power. He knows when to rise.
所以我要感恩这一点。
So I want to give thanks.
对，有很多要感恩的，今天就讲这一点。
A lot of things to be grateful, but I'm only sharing this.
主啊，我也谢谢你对我的两个女儿献上感恩。
Lord, I want to give you thanks for my two daughters.
I want to
give you thanks for the exercise that you have given to them in the past.
愿你继续带领和保守。
And I want you to guide them.
好，下面来把我把这个麦克风交给大家，你可以站着，哈哈，要我帮你。
我第一次去到教会是在我十七岁的时候，就是在东莞的一间教会叫福音堂。就是那个时候信教的时候是好像是偷偷摸摸的，中国都是被禁止的，但我不知道为什么就被一个人带到了一个教会。
So, the first time I came to church, I was 17 in China, and the church was sort of like an undercover church. So, and for some reason, I met a person, and then she took me to.
就是我进到那个教会的时候，当时他们也是在唱赞美诗，因为他们是广东人，那这样唱广东话的歌。虽然我不是很懂广东话，但是我听到他们唱了一句，我记得很深刻。他就唱了一句说：“神啊，来粉碎我自私的心。”
So, they were singing hymns when I went there, and they were singing in Cantonese. Even though I did not understand much, but I remember one verse that touched me. It says that.God crushed my heart.
对，然后那个时候就是说，因为我很小，我不知道，我只是觉得被那个他们赞美的那个诗很吸引，我也很想去那里。可是后来我发现很多教会的人跟我就是，他说要我去买一本圣经，虽然不是很多钱，但是我觉得我很害怕，就是被他们骗了。所以后来我就拒绝去教会。
I really like the church and I wanted to go, but when they said I had to purchase the Bible, I was quite afraid because I don't want to be tricked into anything.
然后后来当我十九岁的时候，有一次公司里，就是我那时候我只是唯一的一次去教会，我就再也没有去了。然后十九岁的时候，我们公司举行了一次。就是三八妇女节才艺大赛的时候，然后他说叫我们可以展示我们的才艺，那我就想当时想参加一个才艺展示，但是为什么呢？我想我只会写毛笔字，虽然写的不是很好，我也试一试吧。那写毛笔字的时候，我想我写什么呢？我突然脑袋里就有一个想法，突然有一个 idea 出来我的脑子里，我就觉得很神奇，我就写了一句：上帝很爱我们。
So that was when I was 17. That's the only time I've been to church. So when I was 19, I was working a company. They had this kind of a talent show that I need to perform. So I didn't know anything. So, but I do write in the Chinese calligraphy. And so I wrote, God loves me. Loves us.
Yeah. 对，然后我就记得有这样一个 experience， 然后后来我就再也没有参与任何教会的东西，我也没有再想这件事情。 然后直到我来到加拿大以后呢，我也觉得很意外的是，我竟然进到教会，那也是因为我认识了安娜。当她第一次告诉我说她周末的时候去教会，那我就求她，你能不能带我去教会？
So later on I came to Canada and so I asked her to come to church.
我也觉得很奇怪，我觉得这是不是因为神对我的一个安排？就是很多次，有一次我记得我刚来到加拿大的时候，住在一个 church 的旁边，我今天每天早上站在那里听到 church 人在唱歌，我很想进去，可是没有人带我进去，我就想进去，我就觉得很神奇。
So when I first came to Canada I was living in a place that next to a church and every Sunday they were singing, they were praising God and I really wanted to go but because no one leads me in so I didn't go。
但是知道我真正认识神是什么时候，就是因为我跟我生了孩子以后，跟我老公还有我婆婆发生一个很大的冲突和矛盾的时候，当我感觉到我的人生很绝望的时候，其实安娜就是把牧师介绍给我，让他跟我做一个就是婚姻的辅导，然后那个牧师就带领我就是成为基督徒。然后他说叫我跟他一起祷告的时候，虽然我也不知道就是说信这个教会对我好还是不好，我一点都没有确定，可是我就是很相信牧师，我觉得他有一种那种感觉让我就是我愿意跟随他，就是这种感觉。
So later on I had a marriage, a difficulties in our marriage and also with my mother-in-law and we had a great conflict. SoPastor Bing was invited to my life, to our house, and we've been talking. And I prayed, and even though I didn't know back then that how real is God, but I know that I need to follow Bing.
对，就是很神奇的，就是我如果我当然一路走来了，我也相信我们的选择是对的，就是因着进了教会我们学到很多东西，就是夫妻之间的相处都是在圣经里面出来的，我就觉得我真的很感叹，因为我觉得每个人都要学圣经，因为圣经真的是一部就是每一个人的人生的指导书，当然有很多东西我们都还没有学会，我们要继续 continue 就是不断的去学习，所以我就是说希望大家就是我只想把我知道的我经历的告诉大家，然后让大家来追寻这条路，这个我们的选择是正确的。
So to this day I know that I didn't make the right choice and I found that a lot of things that happened in my marriage can be found, the answers can be found in the Bible, so I encourage all of you to read and study the Bible so that you will know the truth.
Yeah.所以就感谢牧师，也感谢这个教会，感谢神。
I give thanks to the church, to our pastor, and also to Jesus Christ, to God.
好的，谢谢。
会可以在这里诉说他在我身上的恩典。
I praise God that He can give me the chance to talk about how the wonderful thing that He has done in my life.
是的，今天是复活节。
So today is Easter.
所以我想分享我得救的经历。
So I want to share how I got saved.
呀，因为我是。哦，我觉得我可以蒙恩得拯救，是因为我的爷爷奶是基督徒。
I felt that the reason why I got the salvation is because my grandparents are Christians.
因为我小时候很，我一岁我妈妈就走了，然后我从小就是我爸爸自己把我带到六岁，然后他就把我送到爷爷奶奶家去了。
My mother died when I was one, so my father raised me till I was six, and then he sent me to my grandparents' house.
Yeah, so because my 爷爷他是一个医生，他也是一个传教士。
grandfather was a doctor. He was also a missionary.
我小时候常常生病。
And when I was young, I got sick a lot.
所以我的爷爷奶奶常常为我打针，然后为我祷告。
So my grandparents has been constantly like treating me and also praying for me.
Yeah. 我就是在那个有五年的时间，小学一年级到五年的时间，我是跟我的爷爷奶奶同住的。
So from grade one to grade five, I was living with my grandparents.
一直到六岁，十二年级，小学六年级的时候，我就回到我父母的身边。
So when I was in grade six, I went back to my father.
因为那时候我爸爸再娶这样子。
My father got married again.
那在爷爷奶奶家的时候因为我们家常常逐日都有很多人来聚会。
So in my grandparents' house, every Sunday they will have a lot of gatherings in our house.
Yeah, 那时候我还小，然后我的姑姑教我唱一首很简单的那个儿童的诗歌。
So I was young and my aunt taught me a song.
Yeah, 那一首诗歌就是圣经中最重要的一节经文。
And that song is a most important verse that is in the Bible.
就是约翰福音第三章十六节。
So it's John chapter 3, verse 16.
他说：“神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。”
So God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son for us.
所以神就在我小时候就把这个道撒在我的心中。
So my grandparents have sown seeds in my heart.
所以我大概后来我就离开爷爷奶奶家就很长的时间我就大概二十岁的时候我决定受洗。
So I left my grandparents' house when I was 20. I was baptized and became a Christian.
那时候我的爸爸都不去教会。
My father didn't go to church back then.
然后我们家刚好搬到教会的旁边。
And then my house, we moved our house to a place that next to a church.
然后我每天经过一个教堂。
Every day I would go past a church.
那个教堂墙壁上写了一排字。
And then on the wall it says something.
就是敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
凡遵行他命令的是聪明人。
And whoever obeys his laws is a wise man.
所以我就是因为这句话。
So because of this verse.
我自己就去教会了。
And then I become to go to church.
因为我想要得到这个智慧。
Because I want to have the wisdom.
对，可是一直我后来在读书的时候发生了很多不开心的事情。
So when I was in school, I had quite a lot of bad experiences.
所以我就离开了上帝。
And then I left the church.
但是神没有放弃我。
But God did not give up on me.
当我三十岁的时候。
When I was 30.
因为我嫁给一个不信主的人。
Marry someone who do not believe.
所以我觉得很痛苦。
And I felt miserable.
这个时候，神的爱就来触摸我。
And this time, God's love touched.
他用他的爱来召唤我。
He uses his love to call me back.
他用很多的诗歌。
He uses a lot of hymns.
我以前读书时候学的诗歌。
The songs that I learned when I was in school.
这世界非我的家。
This earth is not my home.
信靠耶稣真是甜美。
How sweet it is to believe in Jesus Christ.
神就用这两首歌一直在我心里唱。
So God used these two songs to continue to play in my heart.
我就回想起神的爱来。
And then I thought back the love of Christ.
所以我就回教会了。
So I went back to church.
然后我就开始读圣经。
And then I picked up the Bible again.
有一天我读到一节经哥林多前书那边的一段经文。
So one day I read the Corinthians and one of the verse hit me.
我发现我犯了很多罪。
I felt that I have committed a lot of sins.
那经文说我们犯罪的结局是会到地狱的火湖去。
So So the result of sin is that we will end up in the fire.
所以，我因为这样，我吓坏了。
Because of that, I was terrified.
我哭泣。
And I cried.
我哭了整整三个月。
I cried for 3 months.
我为我的罪。
For my sin.
忧心忧伤。
I was sad. I was sad because the sin that I committed.
然后三个月之后。
After 3 months.
有一天我又读圣经的时候。
One day I was reading the Bible.
神又用一句经文来对我说话。
God used another verse to speak to me.
哦，神是信实的，是公义的。我们若认自己的罪，他是信实是公义，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So God is faithful and just. If we can, we know our sins and we confess our sins, He will wash us clean.
所以我就很认真的。把我所有的罪像写一个罪状一样，把我从小到大我所知道的每一样一样一样的写下来，然后我就在神的面前很认真的跟神认罪悔改。
So I wrote every bad thing that I have ever done in my life in a piece of paper, everything that I have done wrong, and asked God for forgiveness.
然后神呢，就为了让我知道他赦免我的罪，
God want me to know that He has forgiven my sins.
他就啊，透过我的小组长啊，打电话给我，叫我一定要参加一个聚会，一个特别的聚会。他说，今天晚上你一定要去。
So through the group lead, the sisters, the group leaders, she called me and invited me to go to a special meeting.
Yeah, 在那个聚会当中啊，很特别。那个带领的人就说我们今天要来欢迎圣灵。
So during the meeting, the person who leads the meeting was asking us to welcome the Holy Spirit.
所以他叫我们每一个人把手举起来，然后就用唱诗歌敬拜神，举双手这样来欢迎他。
So she asked us to open our hands and then sing in songs and praise and invite the Holy Spirit to come.
这个时候我也很顺服。
And I obeyed.
我举我的双手。
I raised both my hands.
我就开始在神的面前痛哭。
So in front of God, I cried.
我就跟他认罪。
And I confessed my sins.
很奇妙的。
And miraculously.
我就问神说。
I asked God.
神啊，你赦免我的罪了吗
？Have you forgiven my sins yet?
然后我的右手就这样子，然后我的手就开始震动。
And then my right hand started to shake.
然后我就说：“主啊，是你吗
？”And I asked, God, is that you?
如果是你
，If that's you,
你就让我左手也动。
Let my left hand shake as well.
然后我的左手就开始动得很厉害。
And my left hand started to shake and shake.
然后就哭得很厉害。
And I cried.
然后神就用一股热流。
I felt this with hot anointings that coming down.
从我的头，浇灌下来
，pouring over me.
然后就很清楚的知道。
And I know that.
很清楚的知道。
And clearly, I know clearly.
神已经赦免我的罪。
God has already forgiven my sins.
然后就得到很大的释放。
And then I got a big.
得到的释放 release。然后呢，很奇妙，就是，可是我觉得在somehow在我里面的深处
，somehow in the deep inside of me，
我还是仍然有罪疚感跟羞耻感。
I still have this kind of shame in me。
所以神要救我要救的彻底。
But God want to save me to the end。
神又有一天，他又感动我去参加一个很特别的聚会。
So, one day God touched my heart so that and then I went to a special meeting.
其实那个是别的教会的聚会。
It's a meeting from a different church.
神就是叫我一定要去。
God told me I have to go.
所以我去了。
So I went.
然后去那个聚会的时候。
So when I was in the meeting,
我被圣灵充满。
I was filled with Holy Spirit.
我就躺在地上。
I was lying on the floor.
我躺在地上的时候
When I was on the floor
我就开始哭
And then I was start to cry
然后神呢就一下子
And all of a sudden God
神就把我带到他的十字架上去
God took me to his door on the cross Sorry
把我的手整个张开
Open up my hands
好像把我带到他的十字架上去
Took me to his cross
然后亲身的感受到
And then I feel with my own sense
主他为我的罪上了十字架
Because of my sins He went to the cross
所以他为我死
He died for me
让我不至于死
So that I can live
神还然后我就大哭
Cry.
然后神就用手伸到我的心里面
And I felt God put his hands inside my heart
他就掏掏掏我的心
As if he was trying to take out my heart
我就说神啊你要我的心吗
And I asked him God do you want my heart
你要你就拿去
If you want it take it
然后当我做完这个祷告
So when I prayed
那个掏我心的动作立刻停止
And then this motion has stopped
后来我读到一节经文才明白神的意思
And then later I read this verse and then I realized
我儿
It says my son
要将你的心归给我
Return your heart to me
你要喜悦我的道路
You have to rejoice in my ways
所以神就不断的一直用他的话每次我读圣经的时候他就对我说话
So every time I read the Bible He will speak to me through his words
我经历到神是又真又活的神在我的生命当中太多太多的神迹以后有机会再跟大家分享谢谢
I have experienced a lot of things that I share with
还有一个或者两个好吧
And we have space for one or two more
非常开心因为坐在底下的刚才分享这个福音的这个 S 他也是非常感恩就是也是神就是有非常有计划的把他带到我们身边然后来到这个教会
So Sister Esther I felt that God has bringing her in this right timing to me and also to our church
那这个教会当中还有好几个哈 ，Rebecca 坐在后面的是我的室友。
And also my roommate Rebecca who sits at the back.
坐在这边的 Rusty.
And also Rusty.
还有 Kathy 的夫妻两个。
And also the couple Dan and Kathy.
还有 James. 那这些都是就是神非常有计划带到我的身边，然后慢慢的我就感受到他们真的是。越来越跟随主了。
And I found it's God's plan that to bring these people to me and then God brings to this church.
然后非常感谢，就是这间教会是 Cindy 把我引导过来的。
I'm grateful for Cindy because she introduced me to this church.
我今天想讲的是，可能不像 Esther 讲的有那么多的一些神和我亲自的说话，或者是一些身体上的一些好一些对我的一些动作。但是神他让我就是知道，每次在祷告、赞美、敬拜的时候，让我知道非常非常的坚定跟追逐。然后
，So maybe not like.Like Esther, who have experienced a lot of physical or emotional things from God, but from my own experience, when I pray, and then I receive from God,
让我完全得自由释放
so that I have complete freedom from God.
如果前段时间就是可能看到我今天的穿着，就知道我现在穿着打扮都变了。
I dress, you know that even my style has changed.
我想告诉的是，这个在差不多两个礼拜之前，就是莫名其妙的，就是开始穿着打扮成这个样子。
So about 2 weeks ago, I started to dress up like this.
因为我是做销售，而且是做这个卖家具的销售，每天碰到各种各样的人。
Because I do sales and furniture store, I meet a lot of different people every day.
那作为一个销售，穿着打扮是人家初次见面的印象。
So as a sales, the first impression you get is the way you dress.
首先要干净整洁，而且像个销售的样子 ，professional.
So you have to be clean and professional.
之前我穿的就很奇怪，穿靴子啊，穿各种各样的，反正就是想穿什么就穿什么。
Back then I've been very casual in the way I dress, like boots and you know everything.
其实也没什么，但是我感觉自从这样的穿着打扮之后，我发现就是客户就是非常容易得到。
So for some reason I found that it's easier for me to talk to a lot of clients when I dress up like more professionally.
我觉得首先对我更信任了。
First is that they have more faith, no trust in me.
因为作为一个销售，有的时候你要给别人推荐家具怎么摆设，你连你自己穿的都不搭配。
So some because you have to tell people like how to decorate your house, like if you don't even decorate your own bodies, then how do you introduce them?
其实如果是我的同事或者是我的客户，他们跟我接触过，他们就非常知道我不是一个非常专业的销售，特别在专业知识上面。
So my colleagues will know that I am not a professional sales, especially in terms of specialties.
但是我非常的清楚这个工作是神带领我的。
But I know that this job has been led to me by God.
而且我也非常知道这个工作当中是一个 teamwork.
And then I know that, yeah, 是个团队工作。
所以我就知道我身上具备的，别的人身上不一定具备。
So I know the things that I have, someone else may not have it.
所以呢，我就会把这个同事之间的关系处得比较好。
So that I have a good relationship with my colleagues.
首先非常感恩神把 Rusty 带到我的身边。
I want to praise God to bring Rusty to my life.
他曾经用了几个词形容了形容他对我的一个在我跟他交往的一个关系上，他说他尊重我像妈妈，他说他这个照顾我像女儿。
So he said that he respects me as if I am his mother, but he treats me as if I'm his daughter.
他也把我当成像家人一样。
He treats me like.
所以在这个当中他给了我不少的教导，就是各种各样的教导，所以非常的感恩他。
So he has been teaching me in a lot of ways and I want to give thanks.
但是我知道神非常的爱他。
But I know that God loves him.
因为把我带到他的身边。
Because God brings me to him.
因为我知道神是派就是让我在这个地方工作的，我知道神一定有了美好的意思。
Because I know that God has sent me inKnow that he has a plan for me.
因为我在这之前，我看到一个意象，就是站在一堆这种印度，这戴着这个锡克教的这帽子啊，各种各样的国家，还举着拐杖、大胡子这样的，我看到这样一个意象。
Because in my vision, I saw that I was among a lot of people with like sick with the big tube, yeah, and also people that have physical disabilities and yeah.
这个意象昨天实现了。
Yesterday, the vision has been fulfilled.
因为一大早，这个 Rusty 就告诉我，他就说有一个什么一个 celebration， 就是聚会，说好多吃的，然后就跟我讲，因为正好神的安排，我每天上班都是九点一刻到五点半，但是昨天的安排是十二点三刻到九点钟，所以就有时间，他把我带到那个聚会上去。
So yesterday was a celebration of the harvest, so.And usually I work from 9 to 5, but yesterday I worked from 12, so I have few hours to go.
当我过去的时候，那就是一个锡克教，可能是锡克教举行的一个庆典什么的，就是好多就是穿着印度服的这些人哈，他们在那个地方有吃有喝。然后 Rusty 叫我去，他去停车了，我就一个人先过去。当我过去的时候，我看到了好多人站在那边，我就直冲到那个他们那个像这样一个大的，就是厨房一样的， 他们的现在应该不用翻译 Rusty 在那边，他们那个很多什么锅啊碗啊都在那，我就在那个当中，我就坐在那个当中。
So yesterday I when but Rusty was parking, I was walking towards one of the big place like a kitchen with pots and pans. Yes.
然后好多人戴着那个锡克匠的帽子在这炒菜啊，搞着炒什么的，什么煎东西啊。然后我就站在那个当中，我就跑进去了，我就向他们传教。
So I saw a lot of people wearing toothpick and then they were cooking. So I went inside of them and they start to preach the gospel.
我说上帝非常的非常的爱你们，好让你们得到上帝的爱，现在在这个帮助别人，给这些食物给人家吃。感谢上帝，上帝在这个当中，我说上帝在这个当中，然后我也非常的感恩，我说在这个耶稣受难日，还明天是复活节的时候啊，你们这么样的纪念上帝啊，我就很随意的就是把这个耶稣的名就点出来了。
So I told them, oh, I'm so grateful that God is among us, even doing this Good Friday and Easter, and come and serve, and so I bring up the name of Jesus Christ.
然后他们说 ，Yes, Yes, Thank God, Thank God。然后就非常的开心，然后我就开始在那传，就是这个就传扬，就是我的救恩，神对我如此让我得到这个救恩的。然后他们就是一边听一边听，让我吃东西，我觉得一边在传教。所以我看到了当时那个意象的那个感觉是完全就是符合当时的那个意象。所以神非常的奇妙，他的每一个意象，每一句话语，我相信在某一天都会成为现实。所以非常的感恩是什么呢？我现在跟我中国的丈夫两个人的关系就完全的就是相互的理解啊，相互的没有任何这个好像之前的一些隔隔阂阂不理解，因为在神里面我跟他们沟通，我更加用同理心来理解他。然后对我的孩子也是一样，孩子和前夫，我觉得跟他们的交往上完完全全的就是相互之间的一种能理解，能够相互之间的一个彼此相爱的心。
So as I was preaching and they were saying, oh, this is the same guy, and then I started to preach the gospel, and I'm so grateful that my vision has been fulfilled yesterday, and also for my personal life, my husband in China and myself has resolved a lot of conflicts in our lives, and also with my ex-husband and my children. So I found that God is working in my life.
所以又转到了我去看这个裙子了，就是在前两个礼拜，就是我的一位同事女同事，因为她的穿着打扮让我的 store manager 就很不高兴，就说你回去换套衣服。就从那句话我开始祷告的时候，神就告诉我我要穿的像个样。
So back to the way that I dress, few days ago, one of the sales in my company, because the way she dressed, the manager actually told her to go home and change. So, and then I pray, and then I felt that God is telling me to dress the more professionally.
所以非常感恩的是，在我们敬拜、赞美、祷告的时候，我读经很少，非常惭愧，读经真的是非常少。就是相信神会慢慢的让我会越来越的对圣经的话语更加的专注，那神在祷告、赞美、敬拜的时候，就不停的让我认识自己。不停地让我改变自己。
It's quite. I'm not proud to say it because I don't read a lot of the Bibles. But when I pray and then when I sing hymns, when I praise God, I got a lot of interaction with God, so that He tells me what to do.
因为我知道，只要用一个同理的心去理解别人，一切都在神的手里。现在可能在座的很多带到我身边的家里的一些状况还没有得到完全的更变，但是我相信神有他的时间，神就透过家里的这些人，家里的这些问题，就让我们非常的经验主，让我们非常的知道依靠主是唯一。所以我家里的境况也没有完全的得到改变，但是我完全依靠神，我知道神在成就他的一切。
So I know some of my friends, they have been experiencing difficulties in their families, and even though a lot of issues have not been solved, but I know everything is in God's hand, and even myself, I'm not in a perfect state, but I know God is working in me and in everyone's life.
神透过这一切，透过这神带来的我身边各种各样的人啊的一些生命的改变，我让我知道神的这个旨意在我的命定，在我的里面在不断的实现，所以我非常的感恩神，神在引领我们每一步。
So I felt that God is fulfilling my callings in my life, and I know that God is going to lead me to.
我知道神是用爱在引领着我。
God leads me in His love.
用恩典来引领我。
In His grace.
所以每当我经历爱和恩典的时候，我就更加的知道把爱带给其他人。
So every time I experience the love and grace, I want to bring the love to others.
所以就在我昨天，一个同事 customer service 一个同事叫 Aisha， 跟 Rust 也知道这个同事，他是西特教。
So one of my colleagues, she's from the Sikh temple.
我跟他多次的祷告，很多次的祷告。他昨天抱着我说，非常的感恩 Mary， 你就是善，就是神把你带到我的身边。
And I pray for her a lot. I intercede for her.And yesterday she was hugging me and telling me that how thankful she was that God bring me to her life.
我说你是一个非常棒的人。我说只要你慢慢的遵循这个上帝的话语哈，上帝的话语你就会越来越棒，你会把爱带到你们的这个银行，他会到银行工作。
So I told her that you continue to be in the presence of God, you will bring the love of God to.Her new company. She's now working for a bank.
实际上，她是一个很棒的一个 customer service. 她就是帮助好多人，她非常耐心，非常有爱，而且很专业。
She's a very professional sales, and she's very patient. And she's really good in sales.
她工作六年了。
She has been working for 6 years.
但是在这之前，我一直感觉到她一点自信没有，整天候在那个地方，她也不怎么多说话。但是透过祷告，每一次就给他信心，每一次就给他赞美，然后他现在真的是觉得越来越漂亮，就是他自己感受自己越来越漂亮，非常的自信。当他昨天走开的时候，我们抱着说，我们这个就是个家，以后你就常回这个家。
So in the past, I felt that she has a lack of self-confidence. She, even though she's so great in sales, she always hide herself behind and.As I continue to pray for her, I found that she gained more self-esteem, and she gets more beautiful each day.
所以非常感谢神，神会在我们每一个人的生命上都做了奇妙的工作。然后有一个时间点，这个时间点就让神来掌管，我们完全的自由在他的爱里面。
So I praise God and we give ourselves the sort of perfect timing will come so that He will renew us.
感谢主，阿门。
好，给我们姐妹一个掌声。我相信会有很多的好的见证啊。等一会儿我们一起吃饭的时候，彼此在交流。
We can share when we have food.
好，我们再次的敞开心，我们做一个祷告。
So、we open our hearts again and we pray.
听到这些见证。
We hear this testimony.
让我们的信心更加的坚定。
So that our faith will be stronger.
觉得我们自己有一些祷告，一分钟把你生命里面的一些事情带到主的面前，让他这个复活的能力，相信他复活的能力要来解决这些事情。大家可以一分钟来祷告。
So we'll just spend a minute of our time and then pray to God so that he will resolve the problems in our lives using this restoration.
大家一起起。其实我们今天好长时间没有做过是传统教会的一个做法，其实非常好，就是 benediction， 就是这个教会的祝福。大家伸出手来啊，一起来接受这个神的祝福。
So we open our hands and receive the blessing from God. It's one of the things that traditional churches would do in the past.
愿天父的慈爱、耶稣基督的救恩和圣灵的安慰与大家同在，直到永远。
Amen. The blessing from God and the comfort from the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
Amen. Amen. 好，大家到外面去一起用餐。